Welcome to an audio reading of Pieces of Iowa's Past. This publication, issued by the Iowa State Capitol Tour Guides of the Legislative Services Agency weekly during the legislative session, features historical facts about Iowa, the Capitol, and the early workings of state government. Portions of each article may have items not practicable for oral interpretation. To see all accompanying photographs, select journal pages, portions of bills, newspaper articles, and other graphics, please view the hard copy versions at www.legis.iowa.gov and select the Resources and Civic Educations tab.
Pieces of Iowa's Past. This week, examining the eights, Capitol Interior Restoration and Battle Flag Preservation, January 15, 2020. The first year of the 78th General Assembly convened for 109 days from January 11th through April 29th, 1999. The second year convened for 108 days from January 10th through April 26, 2000. Mary Kramer presided over the Senate and Rob Corbett was Speaker of the House in 1999 and Brent Segrist was Speaker in 2000. Tom Vilsack was governor, serving from 1999 to 2007. Iowa's population had grown to 2,926,324, according to the 2000 census. The majority of interior and exterior restoration of the Iowa State Capitol took place from 1983 to 2011. The 78th General Assembly approved a portion of the restoration appropriations in House File 772. A part of a 1999 appropriation was allocated for a study relating to the preservation of Iowa's collection of Civil War battle flags. The battle flags had been housed in the Capitol for over 100 years. The Civil War flags, often referred to as colors, were carried into battle, leading the more than 76,000 Iowa men who volunteered to fight the Civil War. After the war was over, the regimental and national colors returned to Iowa. These flags were housed in the arsenal until August 10, 1894, when the governor proclaimed Battle Flag Day. The celebration centered on the Civil War veterans parading through Des Moines, carrying the tattered, torn, and bloodstained flags to the Capitol. Once inside the Capitol, they were placed in specially designed cases. The wood and glass cases were located on the second floor near the library. The wood and glass cases were located on the second floor near the library entrance. The flags remained in those cases until 1904. Following the Capitol fire in January of 1904, the flags were moved to the first floor and placed in the four niches around the rotunda fronted by glass. The flags remained in the cases on the first floor until the 78th General Assembly directed the Department of Cultural Affairs to conduct a study of the battle flag collection. The results of the study were submitted to the governor and the General Assembly in June 2000. The first recommendation was to remove the flags from the cases, take the flags off the staffs, and remove a gauze encasement from the colors. This wrap had been sewn on by women of Iowa and Governor John Gere's wife in an attempt to preserve the flags. Then the flags were to be cleaned in such a way as to preserve the historical dignity of each. Finally, the flags were to be stored in a flat position in 7-foot square trays located in suitable climate-controlled storage areas within the Iowa Historical Society Museum. This would remove the stress from the hand-painted silk fibers, allowing the flags to rest for decades without further deterioration. The study also recommended the Spanish-American War flags and World War I flags housed in the Capitol be included in the preservation project. A summary of the study was to stabilize or incorporate everything according to current preservation standards without subjecting the flags to something that could not be reversed. About $2 million in state funding was appropriated for this project. The Capitol flag collection has been stabilized and is currently stored in the basement of the museum. A few flags are in pressure mounts. The flags in pressure mounts have been used in a variety of displays at the museum. A pressure mount is a frame designed to display the flags like a picture, but the flags and flag fibers are held in place tightly, protecting the flag from sliding down in the frame. One of the flag cases in the Capitol has been retrofitted, making it a suitable environment for a Civil War flag to be displayed. Because a pressure mount is required, only one flag at a time can be displayed in that case. The other three cases have not been updated. The Code of Iowa requires a portion of the battle flag collection remain on display in the Capitol as well as at the museum. An assortment of flags from the entire collection has been rotated in and out of the case at the Capitol. Iowa Code. Administer, preserve, and interpret the battle flag collection assembled by the state in consultation and coordination with the Department of Veteran Affairs and the Department of Administrative Services. A portion of the battle flag collection shall be on display at the state capitol and the state historical building at all times, unless on loan approved by the Department of Cultural Affairs. Address by Governor Frank Jackson, August 10th, 1894. In again, assuming the care and protection of these precious emblems of liberty, let me assure you, veteran heroes, that the state of Iowa fully realizes and appreciates their priceless value. Here in Iowa's beautiful capital, they shall remain forever, forming a sacred altar around which will gather in loving remembrance the grateful hearts of more than 2 million of people. As long as their faded folds shall hang together, they shall teach the generations that are to follow the loyalty and bravery of Iowa soldiers. And when the hand of time shall have brushed away the last faded shred of these precious and priceless emblems, their memory shall remain forever an inspiration to deeds of honor, of heroism, and of glory.